This is Non Caberundum, a The Hobbit and Unexpected Journey fanfic, written by Sospace and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated PG-13, contains the pairing Feely Keely, with additional tags for off-screen sibling incest, pre-canon content, bullying, and the secret language of beards. It's an innocent question that sparks the whole thing off. Dietz comes into their forge one afternoon with a basket of food, claiming that ever since they left home they haven't been eating properly. She's not entirely wrong, mainly because Keely's idea of a balanced diet involves three different sorts of ale instead of just the one. And Feely takes the basket from her with a wry smile. He lays down his hammer and they talk for a while. He hasn't seen his mother a lot recently, and he long ago got over the whole "it's not cool to spend time with your parents" thing. It's only when bells are ringing throughout Ered Luin for the evening changing of the guard that Dis looks around, frown creasing her forehead, and says, "Where's your brother?" Keely went out at midday to deliver a set of mended cooking pots to the other side of the mountain. Feely hasn't seen him since. And normally that wouldn't worry him, because he's hardly his brother's keeper. But today, with a jolt, he remembers how Keely had looked at him with warm, affectionate eyes and said, "I'll be back soon." Feely's stomach clenches, and he says, "I don't know." He finds his brother out on the mountainside in the end. The moon is a silver penny in the night sky, the stars twinkling worshipfully round her, and the stream Keely is crouched by soaks up that light, gleams with pale fire. Keely's hair is a dark halo around his head, and for a moment Feely feels his chest tighten, full of love and need. He lets out a breath, steps forward, says, "Keely." Keely starts like a frightened deer, feet scrambling at the sandy soil of the stream bank, muscles tense and tight. "Don't," he says, and it's only then that Feely notices how hunched he is, how small. His back is to the moon, his face is in shadow. "Feely, go back home, please." His heart is suddenly cold. "What's happened?" he asks, low and tight, and he reaches his brother in three steps. Keely's hair isn't a halo. It's a mess. Dirty and matted, there's something that looks like a bruise spread across his cheek. And when Feely reaches out instinctively, grabs his arm to pull him closer, turn him into the moonlight, Keely hisses with pain and pulls away. "Keely," Feely says, and he's begging. "Please go," Keely says. His voice is flat and blank. "Don't be stupid," Feely answers roughly. "Talk to me." And that's when the moonlight catches his brother's face, spreading light across the bruised cheekbone and the split lip, the blackened eye and the blood trickling down from his hairline. And his beard is gone, nothing more than bloody stubble darkening his chin. Feely can't breathe for a moment. And then he husks out, angry and sharp, "Who did this to you?" Keely doesn't look at him. "Doesn't matter." "Keely!" And Keely's eyes are suddenly fierce, his fists clenched. "I'm not telling you, Feely," he bites out. "I don't think Uncle would want his heir to be assaulting his subjects." Feely scoffs. "Like that matters," he answers. Keely just crouches back down to the stream, wets his sleeve, starts cleaning dried blood off his face. He doesn't speak, but there's something small and humiliated in the line of his shoulders. After a moment, Feely joins him, sitting down hard in the damp and the mud. His heart is racing and his gut is hot with anger, but he sees the quietness in his brother's eyes, knows that he needs him right now, not his fists. And without a word, he bats Keely's hands away from his face, starts rubbing gently at the blood crusted down the side of his face. In the moonlight, red becomes black. For a long while, Keely is tense under his touch, hands curled tight in his lap. But as Feely keeps going and still says nothing, he relaxes and his eyes slide shut. Feely is almost surprised when Keely's hand finds his, locks their fingers together. His brother is shaking, and it's all he can do to not see red. Feely licks his lips, runs his thumb across all that's left of his brother's beard, the stubble rough and spiky under his touch, and simply says, "Why?" Keely's eyes open, dark and full of hurt. The phrase "brother fucker" might have come up, he says quietly. A little voice at the back of Feely's mind whispers, "This is your fault." He takes a breath, squeezes Keely's hand, and suddenly finds himself swearing viciously, a stream of dark, angry kuzdul spewing from his lips, even as he feels his brother shaking slow and stop. Keely's eyes are still dark, still empty, and when Feely comes to a juddering halt, shoulders hunched as much as his brother's, "This is your fault. Your fault. You're the eldest. You should have kept your hands to yourself, you selfish bastard, because you knew this would happen even if he's your one and there's no one else you can imagine in your arms." Keely says, "I didn't want you to see me like this." And his free hand comes up, skates across his own shin, jerks away in disgust and shame. Feely hasn't seen his brother beardless since they were dwarflings, and Keely wandered too close to a flaming torch. This time, though, there's no laughter, no ridicule, because the humiliation that radiates from Keely's every movement is like a blade in his heart. His heart races in his ears. "Your fault, your fault." And before he really knows what he's doing, he's letting Keely's hand go, fumbling for the knife his brother gave him, the knife he never puts aside. And his hands might be shaking, but that's not going to stop him. He shears his own beard away, going as close to his throat as he dares, hacking his skin almost as bare as his brother's. "Feely," Keely says, startled. "Feely, what are you doing?" And he's reaching out, grabbing Feely's hands and wrestling the knife away. But it's too late. Feely hurls a handful of hair into the stream, watches it slip away down the mountainside, forgotten and lost. "I won't have anything you don't," he says tightly. "I won't." Despite everything, despite the blood and the bruises, and the way he holds his arm close to his chest with every movement he makes, there's something bright in Keely's eyes. Something that might almost be happy. "You're an idiot," he says softly, runs his fingers through what little of Feely's beard remains. Feely's neck is oddly cold now, but Keely's touch is warm and steady. The ghost of a smile curls his brother's lips, and he says, "Your beard was the only thing I really liked about you." And Feely knows that he's going to be all right. "We both know that's not true," he answers. "There's the mustache, too. You were the one who braided it." Keely laughs softly, and heat floods through Feely's heart. "True," his brother says. He tucks Feely's knife back in his inside pocket, presses his hand over his heart, and then says quieter, "Thank you." Feely leans forward, kisses him softly, doesn't think about brotherfucker, and Feely go back home. His neck is cold, and there's something warm and wet trickling down his neck. He thinks he nicked himself with his own knife, which was a smart move. But his brother is smiling again, and that's all that matters. Keely's hands are warm, and the moon smiles in the sky. The end. Reader's notes. This podfic was recorded for Annalise O10. As a thank you for not only humoring my many and varied beard feels, but also for encouraging them, and feeding them, and making me really happy beard feels things to, you know, indulge and feed my addiction. I hope everybody enjoyed the hurt comfort of this podfic, and all the brotherly and, you know, all the best beard feelings. Okay, thank you for listening, and have a nice day.